All right, praise the Lord. I think this is a March 14th, Lord's Day, Sunday morning, 2021. And I heard this through the grapevine. I can't back it up. But I heard the plans are by the year 2030, you will not be able to own any property in the United States of America. And when I say that, I want you to listen to me for just a minute. We're under siege by our own government that's supposed to represent us in the United States of America. Our government is supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. And yet our own government has come out to be our greatest enemy.
Yes.
Since elections last year, November the 3rd, 2020, I want you to know it's going to be a rough road. I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm going to heaven.
Yeah,
I'm glad God got a better place for Eddie Wade to be than here.
Amen.
I tell you what, if I wasn't saved today, I'd get saved today. I'm fixing to teach a Sunday school lesson out of Revelation chapter 8. Just reading over it a little bit, I'll tell you what, I'm glad my name's in the book. I'm glad my sins are in the blood. I'm glad I've been born again. I'm glad I know in whom I have believed. Amen.
Amen.
We'll go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to stand today for the Word of God. Lord, I pray you would help us, Lord, with your help, Lord, to be able to break the bread of life. To be able, Lord, to give out, Father, from your word, Lord, to those that are hungering and thirsting for you, those, Father, that are wanting something to go on today. May there be, I pray, Father, just handfuls on purpose. May there be, Lord, Lord, just truckloads of blessings, truckloads of encouragement and help today for the saints of God. Lord, for the sinners, Lord, I pray, God, you'd give them hope. May they realize they don't need to put off getting in, Lord. This thing's about to wrap up. Lord, whatever you do today, we promise to give you all the praise and glory. And we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I got to preach up there yesterday at that preacher's fellowship. I didn't know they were going to call on me, but they did. And I really enjoyed preaching up there. But I didn't enjoy preaching up there as much as I enjoy preaching here. And I thank God for the privilege of preaching. I didn't realize I got called to preach in 1992. This is 2021. So next year, old brother Eddie Wade will have been preaching for 30 years. And I thank the Lord for that accomplishment. A lot of them have quit, given up. But I found out, boy, God can help you if you'll let Him.
That's right.
And God will bless you if you'll let Him.
Yes,
and every man of God needs to realize, and I'm glad, I thank God for the day I did realize that I'm nothing more than the messenger boy.
Yeah.
And you let God be God, and if He will give you the opportunity to do all that you want to do, but you'll have to do it through Him. I'm just trying to say, much preaching have took on too much of their own selves and left out the part that's needed the most.
Yeah.
That's the blessing and help of God. I might have made a mess of saying that, but I'm just a messenger boy. When that man called up on me to come up here and preach, I said, well, you've called upon the least of the least here. And I got up there and prayed, broke down in tears. It was good.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Might preach that message here sometime. I mean, I have to admit it was spontaneous. Wasn't like I had any outline or any clarity of thought. Just one verse, but it was good. Revelation chapter 8. And it says, talking about these seals here, says, Father, I'm backing up a little bit so we can get where we're at. Revelation chapter 7, verse 17. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Now, I told you the book of Revelations is kind of a repetitive type of book. When I say that, you look over here. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 3, And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I'm just saying that this book keeps repeating itself as you go through it. It'll give you more, but it's pretty much telling you the same thing, kind of like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, telling you the same thing, just in greater detail or in another detail than what the other one did. But and when he had opened the book, talking about the Lamb, when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. We went yesterday up there above Louisville. I don't know where it was, but Rick told me, he said, well, I always thought Brother Eddie was going to go to heaven, but he said after thinking about this verse about silence in heaven for the space of about a half hour, he said, I'm not sure he's going to make it. I said, that's all right, brother. I'll still be running up and down the streets of gold. I said, I might not do nothing but shout, but I'll be as quiet as I can, amen.
Amen.
But we just having a little brotherly love fun. And I've heard a lot of preachers say it's proof women don't make it to heaven. And just in jest, a lot of jests have been made about this. But the reason for this silence is because of things that's going to proceed.
Yeah.
This is a chapter where woe. You look in verse 13 of Revelation chapter 8, and we're jumping a little bit. And he said, "And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by the reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound." Revelation chapter 8 is where God is starting to show Himself to be God, and the world is learning, kind of on a slow train, but they're learning they've made a mistake trying to ignore God, trying not to retain God in their knowledge, trying to find a way around God, and it's time to pay up. And this silence in heaven, they're seeing what's fixing to come upon the earth. I'm glad I'm in heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how we're going to keep quiet, but I got a feeling if I am quiet, I won't be alone. Amen.
Uh-uh.
There was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. If you've ever watched a movie, there's a lot of controversy right now about the movie The Passion of Christ.
Yeah.
And the Jews are mad because it portrays more truth than they want told. The world don't like it because it's got Jesus in it.
Right.
The devil don't like it because it shows the supreme price that was paid so that we could go free.
Yeah.
And all of that is kind of climaxed. And they're really making a big deal right now out of the Passion of Christ. I'll just say this. Watch it yourself.
That's right.
I remember when I watched that movie with my wife. We went to the theater to watch it. With one hand I was wiping tears. I couldn't keep them off my face. And with the other hand I had a fist doubled up wanting to get up there and stop it.
Yeah.
I have to admit it moved me more than anything I've ever been moved in my life. Well, this verse speaks about that same kind of emotion. People are going to see what they've not seen before.
Right.
What they thought never would be. Listen, there's coming a judgment upon this earth.
Yes, Lord.
And woe unto the inhabitants of this earth when God has to bring judgment. There's a calm right now, but there's a storm coming. They predict storms all the time, but they can't produce them. This one predicts and produces, and he's getting ready to bring this earth into the terms of judgment, and they're going to get their just reward.
Right, yeah.
That silence speaks volumes about what the rest of these verses of Revelation chapter 8 tells. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. These things are preceding the judgment. There's people that have prayed for lost loved ones.
Yeah.
There's people that have prayed that their family members might somehow not fall into this great deception that's coming from the Antichrist. You know, in heaven, we'll be able to pray face to face.
Yeah.
But here, these prayers have already been prayed. This moment is so mighty, there's silence. And yet prayers have been prayed and they've been honored and God has them. And here He is presenting them in such a way that God will honor the prayers of the saints. He has mixed them with incense and it comes up before God. And one thing about God, He honors prayer. Amen.
Amen.
2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 says, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." Amen. That's some kind of switch back there. That's happened before. And prayer goes a long ways with God. He wants to hear prayer and He wants to honor prayer. I'll tell you right now, these prayers have already been prayed. These trumpets, they haven't been blown yet. Here's an opportunity for hope in the world. Here in verse 4, "The smoke of the incense, which pictures worship in a godly way, which came with the prayers of the saints." It's being presented to God in such a way that God will honor it to the utmost. "Ascended up before God out of the angel's hands." I want you to know there's an earnest plea being made right here for the inhabitants of the earth. This kind of happened in Noah's day. God gave 120 years for the world to repent, and they didn't repent. It kind of happened in Lot's day. They were told to get out, and they didn't. Matter of fact, God had to get Lot by the hand, drag him out. Pictures the church of our day that has a heavenly profession with a worldly possession. They don't want to let go of the world. They want to stay here, and they can't. Because of the judgment of God. The angel, verse 5, "And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake." I tell you, God has got their attention when these happen, and He understands that the world needs to be made aware of the judgment that's coming. I don't know, it went out, Brother Evan. You walk back through there. Hold on a minute. They're working? Alright. Well, God, in this verse right here, He sends a message and it will not be denied. And this censer is filled with fire and this angel cast it, alright, into the earth, and there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. God is telling the earth, buddy, it's coming. That's why that angel said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa," to the inhabitants of the earth. Yeah. I want you to know judgment is coming. Yeah. There's not going to be a hiding place. There's not going to be a second chance. Matter of fact, we jumped the gun just a little bit to tell you how bad this is. Mm-hmm. In Revelation chapter 9, verse 6, it said, "In those days shall men seek death and shall not find it.
Amen.
They shall desire to die,
yeah,
and death shall flee from them." Yeah. I mean, these voices, these thunderings, these lightnings, and this earthquake is to get the world's attention that playtime is over.
Yes, amen, amen, bro. Right. Amen.
God told Israel.
Yes, He did.
He said, "I've sent the famine."
Yeah.
"I've sent the pestilence." They didn't repent. "I sent the floods," and you didn't repent. He said, "Therefore, Israel, prepare to meet thy God."
Yeah.
There's a point that God says, "I'm done with this."
Mm-hmm.
I was telling a young preacher this morning when I picked up Brother Donnie, Brother Jeff Wales, I said, "Judgment must begin at the house of God."
Yeah.
And I said, "If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" I said, the reason for that is God, He's going to be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. God's going to be just in judgment. He's been talking about judgment ever since I can remember. Men have been preaching about judgment. And yet we go out and we say, "I don't see no judgment. Where is the judgment?" It's coming.
Yes, it's coming.
Well, it's showing up now.
Yes,
the world realize they've listened to the wrong ones.
Yeah.
And though they had a deaf ear, though they turned their head from the Word of God and from the truths of the Word of God, it's time to pay up now. And judgment not going to linger no longer.
No.
And like Israel, the world is going to prepare to meet God.
Yes.
I've had a lot of correspondence this week with a bunch of thick-headed infidels, atheists, and stuff like that. It's hard to reason with them.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, still want to try. You might not reach them, but someone else you might be able to reach. Mm-hmm. Well, those that can't be reached, those that reprobate, apostate, too hard-hearted, hard-headed, they're going to understand when this judgment proceeds. There's not going to be no missing it. You're not going to need CNN. You're not going to need the internet, whatever it is, all that other bunch of lying media. You're not going to need none of that. This is going to be evident enough that the whole world is going to understand they're in trouble. And it's not with Russia. And it's not with China.
No.
It's in trouble with God.
That's right.
Verse 7, the first angel sounded, and there followed. You remember God that brought judgment upon Egypt? This is kind of like that. God showed Pharaoh. Pharaoh, when Moses come up, said, "Thus saith the Lord, let my people go." Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him?" You see, the world's like Pharaoh.
Yeah.
They don't think they ought to have to obey God. They think, you know, I ought to have a choice. I ought to have a say in whether I obey God. Sure, help yourself. It's a free world. It just comes with a price, buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. God commanded, Acts chapter 17, verse 30, said at this time of ignorance, God winked at it. He put up with the likes of men like me. I mean, I was a blasphemer.
Yeah.
I used God's name, but it was in vanity and in pride.
Yeah.
I walked in pride, had my peacock feathers. You know, just daring God do anything to me. I mean, I had the mind of this world, and I had the attitude of this world, like, who is the Lord that I should obey Him?
Yeah.
Well, thank God there was a day God got through. Noah anyway repented of who he was, what he was.
Yes.
And I found not just mercy, I found abundant mercy. I got pardoned, I got abundantly pardoned. And I thank God for that. But the world has yet to do that, and the world has went beyond the space that God has given it, and now, buddy, they're reaping what they sowed. They're bringing now everything to a perspective that He's God and they're not.
That's right.
It's going to be a sad day.
Sad day.
America's been a great country, but God made it great.
Yes, He did.
Thank God to be born in America. This first angel sounds, and there follows hail. Remember the one rained down hail and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yep.
Hail and fire, mingled with blood. They were cast down upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. They've been trying to make everything green. Bill Gates trying to make a hamburger without beef.
Without meat.
Vegetable. It's going to be hard to have a vegetable hamburger when all the green grass is burned up.
Amen. That's right.
This first trumpet, it gets the attention of a lot of people. Praise God, I'm glad I'm in heaven, Brother Ed.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
There's not going to be no missing this message. Mm-mm. To some degree, this is the writing on the wall. You've been weighed in the balances and you've been found wanting. Buddy, they didn't want Him, but they'd like to have Him now.
Yeah.
They missed the boat. They missed the train.
Yeah.
They missed the plane. I want you to know, buddy, they're going to taste the judgment of God.
Yes, they are.
This first trumpet, there's going to be a lot of people, Brother Ed. They're going to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Give me one more chance. I wonder how many people in hell right now.
Yeah.
We'd like to have one more chance.
Yeah, that's right. All of them.
Yeah, amen to that.
Yeah.
One drop of mercy. No mercy there. Mercy here. Hey, Sister Brenda. But you know what? God is just in everything He does.
Yeah.
He could have sent me to hell. He'd been just in doing it.
That's right.
But instead, He stuck out a nail-scarred hand and said, I love you, son. Please take me by the hand.
Yeah.
I'm glad He had His way. I should have ended up in hell.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise God, I'm a citizen of heaven by the grace of God.
Yes, Lord.
And anyone that turns that grace and that mercy and that love down, they're going to get their just reward.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, brother, I'm glad I slid in. Amen.
Hey.
I'm glad God went all the way for me.
Yeah.
Not part of the way, but all the way. And I'm planning on going all the way for Him. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, I don't know how bad it's going to get down here. I just know one thing. My mind made up. I'm going with Him no matter what.
Yeah.
This second angel sounds his trumpet, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood.
Yes.
Listen, these are judgments that God has been preaching about through His men of God for years.
Yeah.
And all these people say, I don't want nothing to do with that. Well, they're going to have something to do with that. Because God said they're going to drink of the wrath of God. They're going to have to get in terms with the fact that He's God and they're not. Amen.
That's right.
I don't want to be here, and I'm glad I ain't going to be here when these trumpets sound off. The warnings are over. The judgment. Yeah, I'm in Revelation chapter 8, verse number 8. Get ready to go to verse number 9. And the third part of the creatures which are in the sea. Now, I like seafood. I like shrimp. Man, I like that fish. And,
I like fish. I don't know shrimp though.
I love that shrimp.
I don't know nothing about
Lordy, crabs, clams, man. Well, third part of the creatures which are in the sea and had life died. Now, 2/3 of this earth is water.
Yes.
1/3 of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. I can only imagine the smell of this. I've been around fishing before, and you smell something. What is that? Look over there. There's a dead fish over there. Somebody, you know, turned back loose. They didn't make it or whatever.
Yeah.
But this is a lot of stink. And a third part of the ships were destroyed. Now, we've got destroyers. Every now and then, they want to show a little might, and they'll send them big old ships out, and they pull up, and everybody sees them big old ships, and they say, okay, we want to talk. We want to come to some kind of agreement.
Yeah.
God's going to destroy those ships. Because you see, man don't understand how big God is, how powerful God is.
Yeah.
When the Bible said in James chapter 2, verse 19, that the devils believe in God and tremble, they're going to understand, Sister Brenda, how big God is, how powerful God is. They're going to understand why the devils tremble, because they're going to be trembling. When these judgments are poured out, I mean the time of grace is over, time of mercy is over. I'm telling you, it's time to pay for the mistake you made when you made a choice not to have nothing to do with God. Listen, this is His earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
That's right.
Hey, look here. That's His air I just breathed.
Yeah, that's right.
He can give it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Or He can take it away.
Yeah.
I didn't eat nothing this morning. I fixed my wife breakfast. But you know what? What I fixed her was His. I'm going to eat something probably on the way home. I'll put on a pound or two. I'm trying to. Man, I'm retired now. I got on the scales. I couldn't believe how much I don't weigh. I'm just trying to curve it a little bit. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But I'm going to eat something on the way home that God has provided me to eat.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be thankful. But brother, they're reaping what they deserve. They wasn't thankful. They didn't like to retain God in their knowledge. They thought this was their planet. They thought they had a say over anything down here. They're starting to realize they made a mistake. These ships, as big as they were, third part of the ships were destroyed. I don't care how big they are. I don't care how fortified they are. I don't care if they're submarine. It don't matter. I want you to know, God, all you got to do is speak one word and the whole world's dead.
That's right.
That third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. You remember how God judged Egypt? And He turned, good morning, Sister Sharon. And He turned the Nile into blood. Nobody could find no water to drink. Well, God's dealing now. You know, you got to have water to drink. You might go a day or two without food. You ain't going to go too many days without water.
That's right.
And this great star falls from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood.
Yeah.
And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. That just shows you how desperate these people are. Knowing that they're going to die, they drink the water anyway.
Right.
Because they're thirsty. Yes. Because now they're reaping their mistake.
Yes, they are.
You know, this silence for the space of a half hour kind of makes sense when you see what's coming.
Yeah.
When they see what's coming, I mean, buddy, it puts everybody in awe of what the world's fixing to learn firsthand about the judgment of God. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars So the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. All of this daylight savings time going to be interrupted.
Amen, brother.
We just set the clock back there for the new time. I called Carolyn last night and told her to put on Facebook, don't forget the spring ahead. Then Brother Eddie forgot it himself. I'm sitting there this morning doing a little reading of my Bible, and I heard Vernon McGee over there. I thought, what's he doing on there at 4 o'clock in the morning? Finally it clicked. I thought, big dummy, you ain't changed your clock. It's 5 o'clock, not 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Well, the sun's going to be darkened. The moon's going to be darkened. The stars are going to be darkened. And it's going to affect daylight and nighttime. All that stuff that man needed and took for granted, God's showing him that he's the one that set the sun up there. He's the one that put the moon up there. He's the one that put the stars where they were and called them by their name. They're starting to understand a little bit about God now. You know, we don't want to teach our children about God in our schools. How ignorant we've become. Those little ones, they need to be taught about the love of God, brethren. They need somebody to pull them up in their arms and look them in their eyes and say, God loves you. He made a place called heaven for you. He's made it where you can go there. Do you want to go to heaven? They're going to say yes. You need to say, tell Jesus man, to get you there. But you see, they didn't want God in the schools, Brother Jerry. We have these school shootings now. Everybody says, where was God when that school shooting went on? I'll tell you exactly where he was. It's where they wanted him, out of school. Yeah, it's tough to have to pay for mistakes. They made a mistake when they took God out of our schools. It affected all. It affects this generation coming up. I'm concerned about the generation that's coming up right now. They don't have, you know, in the book of Judges, talked about there arose a generation that didn't know the Lord. It didn't take long to get in trouble. They're doing what's right in their own eyes. That don't make it right. Burning people's business down, think they've got a right to do that. You see, there's a ripple effect to taking God out. And now that they're reaping that mistake, you know, they understand they made a mistake now, but it's kind of hard to correct it. This fourth trumpet, buddy, the sun is smitten. Third part of the moon. Third part of the stars. So as a third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it. Can you imagine having a third of a day? I mean, life's short enough as it is.
Is that the truth?
Jesus said, are there not 12 hours in a day? Just imagine. I might get this wrong here. Y'all help me.
4 hours in a day.
So we get 4 hours a day. Thank you, brother. You get 4 hours of daylight instead of 12 or whatever we get. That'll have its effect on people. Yet there's not going to be no way to change what God is doing, because He's showing Himself to be God. He's showing Himself to be the Creator. See, they've been believing in evolution. They've been following science. Science, He can't help right here. Verse 13, now beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the what? Inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. Now, these seven trumpets, all of them are about judgment. We've only read four of them. And there's still some people alive. There's still some inhabitants of the earth. That 144,000 that God sealed. And I told you, lift out the tribe of Dan. Then back up to verse 7, or chapter 7. And it says, after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. See, we've heard four trumpets. Four angels have blown four trumpets, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Now, it tells here about 144,000 that were sealed. This 144,000, they're part of the inhabitants of the earth. In Revelation chapter 14, I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne, before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These are redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, yeah, for they are without fault before the throne of God. I just want you to understand that when these judgments are going on, there's 144,000 preachers down here, but they ain't got to worry about it.
That's right.
You see, God makes a difference.
Yes, He does.
Even right now.
Uh-huh.
You read Psalms chapter 91, because thou hast made thy refuge,
yeah,
Lord, and under His shadow. Let me read it. I certainly don't want to misquote the word of God. Well, I want to read just a little bit right here. We've got a lot of things going on right now in the world. There's more than a pandemic. There's panic right now going on. Mm-hmm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou see. I'm sorry. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither any plague come nigh thy dwelling. This 144,000 ain't got a thing to worry about. And honestly, we don't neither.
That's right.
Jesus told us in John 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
I see a lot of trouble,
mm-hmm,
but I'm not troubled. Don't hold it against me. I'm claiming the promise of Psalms 91.
Yeah.
I'm going with God no matter what. Job said, though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him. That's pretty much made up mind. Mm-hmm. He said, no matter what, I'm going. I mean, the circumstances of Job pretty bad. And sometimes our circumstances get a little bad. I've had my pity parties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been wrong every time I had one. Mm-hmm. God had to correct me, Brother Ed. He said, buddy, you've gotten a whole lot better than you realize.
Right. Amen, bro.
Oh, my. How we take things for granted. Yeah. Me and Donnie was talking a little bit about it on the way up here. Mm-hmm. He was talking about tasting a meal. I guess yesterday he was talking about it. Yeah. Yesterday he told me he couldn't taste as good as he used to taste. I said, Donnie, there's a lot involved in tasting a meal. Mm-hmm. First thing you want to do, you want to see it. It wants to look good.
Yeah.
I like these stuff looks good. You know, every now and then I say, I don't know, I hope I want it that hot. Just try it!
That's right.
I want it to look good.
Amen, brother.
Then I want it to smell good. Oh, Lord, I got to have some of that. It's got to be the right temperature. You ever eat anything cold?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, boy, it'd be a whole lot better if it's warmed up, you know what I mean? Then you know what? It's not only got to look good, smell good, it's got to be the right temperature, mm-hmm. It's got to taste good.
Right.
I don't like things without salt in it, Sharon. I'll eat them, but I don't like them. Anyway, we take a lot of that for granted.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't just make us what we had to eat. He made it, praise God, where we can enjoy eating. I like sitting down to a good meal. Mm-hmm. And we had a good meal with the Preacher's Fellowship yesterday. We had a good meal there. Amen. They had barbecue, fried chicken, pinto beans, cornbread. You know I got in on all that. Corn and mashed taters and green beans and salad and all kind of cakes and fruit salad with whipped cream on it. I just slopped it all on there. Yeah, I'm all about eating. I don't want to go without eating. But praise God.
I had a good meal last night. I had Chinese. I didn't even have to use them sticks. They gave me a fork.
Amen. I like eating. You know what I mean?
I love eating.
But you see, people want to take God out of enjoying a good meal. Everything goes better when you ask the Lord to bless
them. Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And the first thing we need to do when we sit down to a good meal, we need to say, boy, this sure does look good.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this sure does smell good. Man, I'm telling you, I can't wait to try some of this, but before I do, I want to ask the Lord to put His blessing on it. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We see the world, they don't think like that. They think somehow they deserve a good meal. They think somehow it ought to be greater than it's expected to be, and they're disappointed when it ain't. And you know what they leave out the most important thing, Brother Jerry? They leave God out of everything.
Yes, Lord.
And it still goes on today.
Yeah.
But in this chapter 8 right here, the world's getting a good dose of the mistake they made in leaving God out. Because, buddy, He ain't going away. Not only is He coming on this earth to bring judgment, look, they can put their hands over their ears and say, I don't hear you.
Yeah.
They can close their eyes and say, I don't see you. And they can resist. But on this day right here, buddy, they're going to reap.
That's right.
Yep. Thank God for him.
Amen.
Me and Brandon's going up there. We're going to be blazing. Donnie may fight and says, I don't know, I just want to get there. I might be in a slow gallop and I might surprise y'all.
Amen, brother.
I'll tell you what now, sure, I'm going to enjoy myself. And the people that miss heaven are going to wish they'd made plans to escape this judgment. The Bible says, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Jesus came down here, He Himself took our place, took upon Himself our sins, took our sins to the cross, allowed Himself to be beaten by man, to be spit upon by man, to be mocked and ridiculed by man, because man didn't understand the plan of God.
Right.
There was no other way. But buddy, when they took His dead body down, beaten beyond recognition, thought that it was done, He got up on the third day for our justification, showed Himself to be God, ascended right before them in Acts chapter 1, and they stood there gazing, still didn't understand all what happened. I don't either. I just know one thing, He finished it.
Amen.
Amen. All He asked me to do was accept it, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And praise God for the day I did. The world rejected it. The world won't nothing to do with Him, away with Him, away with Him. He ain't going away.
Mm-hmm.
His chapters in the Bible for all the gainsayers, for all the non-believers, all the scoffers, all the so-called saints, all of those that are rich, all of those that want nothing to do with Him. You're going to either bow here or you're going to bow there. But trust me, you're not going to have nothing to do with Him, because you're going to have to deal with Him, because He's the Creator of all.
That's
and every
right.
knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess.
That's right.
Not only that He is Lord, but because He is Lord, you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, we thank You for this Sunday school lesson.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just pray You'll help us to be doers, not hearers only.
Yes.
Lord, help us to be appreciative, Lord, of what You've done for us, of the price that You paid for us. We're not our own. Been bought with a price. And Lord, I know You're coming for Your ownership of Your church. You purchase it with Your own blood. You're coming to get it before this judgment comes upon this earth. And for that I rejoice. For that, Lord, I'm thankful. I'm glad in Your plan, Lord, that You had a plan for man to escape the judgment of God. I'm glad, praise God, I got in on that plan. And Lord, I pray, Father, You'd help this world to come to their self, recover their self, and escape this judgment coming on the world. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll stop right there. I stopped a little early. Yeah.